With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump and Russian President Putin discuss the Russia-Ukraine war on the phone.
President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin wrapped up a more than 90-minute phone call where they agreed to begin to seek a limited ceasefire as the first step towards bringing about the end to Russia's more than three-year invasion of Ukraine. That first step would include a halt on fighting on both sides, attacking on both sides of energy and infrastructure targets, which on both sides have been suffered severe damage over recent years. And then from there, the U.S. planned to extend to targets in the Black Sea as they try to rebuild economic corridors, and then finally a final complete ceasefire.
Correspondent Zeke Miller reporting the agreement stopped short of a U.S. proposal for a temporary truce. Also at SRNnews.com, Israel's unleashed massive new strikes on Gaza after terror group Hamas refused to release more hostages, causing the fragile ceasefire to collapse. In an interview with Tom Tradup of SRN News, Joel Rosenberg, founder of the website All Israel News, says Hamas failing to release more hostages is sad but predictable.
This is demonic, actually. I think many of these Hamas operatives are demon-possessed. Tom, we are facing a genocidal army, and what this has done, if there's any silver lining in it, I mean, the country's grieving, but as we focus on All Israel News and put the anger level has unified, even Netanyahu, some of his worst critics are saying, Netanyahu, go in and vanquish Hamas once for all.
The White House says President Trump was advised of Israel's plans in advance and approved the Netanyahu government taking whatever action it deemed necessary. This is SRN News. A Christian relief agency is sounding the alarm about a lack of funding.
In response to Donald Trump's dismantling of the U.S. Agency for International Development, World Vision says it is very concerned about the impact that further delays in restarting life-saving aid programs will have on the world's most vulnerable families. The Christian Relief Agency says funding is urgently needed to carry out its faith-driven ministry to provide food, water, medicine, and vaccinations. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Hungary's ruling coalition is continuing its crackdown on the country's queer trans movement. Members passed a bill in parliament that bans the Budapest Pride event and allow authorities to use facial recognition software to identify those who do attend. The Hungarian government promotes traditional family values and sees itself as a defender of Christian civilization. This is SRN News. Jury selection begins in the bribery trial of former U.S. Senator Bob Menendez's wife.
Jury selection has begun in the bribery trial of Nadine Menendez, whose husband, former U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, was sentenced to 11 years in prison earlier this year for accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of gold and cash. Breast cancer and reconstructive surgery led to the 58-year-old being tried separately. She's pled not guilty to charges of participating in the same bribery scheme as her husband. In his trial, one witness testified Nadine Menendez got a Mercedes in exchange for the Democratic senator trying to get prosecutors to drop a criminal investigation involving one of his associates. Julie Walker, New York.
Two NASA astronauts are back on Earth after being stuck for 9 months at the International Space Station. More details at SRNnews.com.